Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker's here. Tom is, 19, that's right, almost 20, coming up on 20 years. Tom has been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award, as I've said to you many times before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for you. He's a brand strategist, public speaker, one of the smartest guys I know, author of a bunch of books, including the Business of Belief, which we helped him launch on the show, A Clear Eye for Branding, Sandbox Wisdom, and that whole series. And he's very smart and also very different, and that's what we like about him. Hey, Tom, welcome back.
I'm different. Thanks, yeah, man. It's great to be here, Jeff.
If you were like everybody else, we wouldn't be interested in you. Now we're glad you're here, and I know you've got some predictions to talk to us about, and you've dusted some off, haven't you?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about when did I feel this collective pause from everyone? You know, this. So what am I going to do? What's happening? And it was back 12 years ago, and you published an article that I wrote back then with my predictions.
Yep.
Right? And so I went back and looked at those predictions, and I said, oh, my God, we're in the same place again. Mm-hmm. So who's going to really survive and thrive are the people who get moving out of all of this, just like they did back then, back in 2008. Because if you remember, the economy crashed back in 2008. And everyone was really worried about what's going to happen. Are we going to come out of this? What am I going to do? And the people who are here today who are thriving are the ones who came out of it and who actually moved forward.
That's right.
And tapped into what was going on with everybody's collective psyche and gave them value and provided them things they were looking for.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Tom. The small business sector, it was brutal. And very much like the coronavirus, a lot of companies failed that didn't have to fail, but they were tenuous, they were vulnerable, and even though what happened wasn't their fault, they still failed and same thing's happening now. But those companies that survived came out of it better and harder and stronger and more resilient than ever, and I think the very fact that our economy didn't tank this time any more than it did is because of the resilience of the small business sector, as you say, from what happened in 2008.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jim. Look, there's some type of, I don't know, it's almost like a hypnosis, which leads us as individuals to believe that there's someone out there that actually knows what they're doing, and if we just kind of sit still, everything will be okay. And that's a complete illusion. There is no one out there that knows what's going on. It's everyone's doing their best in this creative madness called life. If we sit still, it's likely that everything just moves right by us. And we wake up and we say, what happened? We've got to get out into the world and we've got to participate. And I'm going to tell you, just participating in it will relieve all of this anxiety of not knowing what's going on. Because you're actually doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. And the main thing is, regardless of what's going on around you, you have to pay attention to the bigger issues. You can't live inside your four walls. You've got to pay attention on what's going on in your town, your market, your region, your state, and the world. You got to pay attention to that. But you got to default while you're doing all that. You've also got to move forward, as you say. You got to make sure that you don't seize up and that that inertia isn't your problem. So talk to us about what we should be doing. You got some predictions here.
Well, I mean, a lot of my predictions were, my first one was really silly. It was, the first prediction was that the Earth is going to complete its 584 million mile, 67,000 miles an hour trip around the sun without incident. Mm-hmm. So that was my first prediction, and I was right about that. I've been right about that for the last 12 years.
Yeah, and
you know, we're gonna fly around the sun like a bullet shot out of a gun.
And it's been correct. It's been correct since since the meteor wiped out the dinosaurs, and they were the only ones who got that wrong. Go ahead.
No, we kept going. We just had it. We hit a rock. That's all. But we kept going, right? Yeah. Look. The big one is, I said that many things will change, but many people will not. Look, most people are not. The reason that when you look at successful people, they stand out is because most people will continue doing, thinking, and feeling more or less the same things this time next year as they are right now. That's just the opportunity for you to go out and, like you said, be different and make a change. Because if you can get off of that well-worn path that you're on, let go of your past and grab onto your future, you'll find the insights. See, the insights that everyone's looking for, like, what should I do? Again, this is an illusion. It's not in your head. Your head doesn't have that answer. The answer to what the insight is out there with people, like you said.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant about getting outside your four walls. I've been talking about this since. I've been talking about it for years. But I wrote a book about this. But especially this year, I've been reminding people that whatever your customers expected from you last January is not going to be the same thing you're going to expect from you this January. And if you stay, as Tom says, if you stay inside your four walls, and if you don't get out there and find out what's going on, then you're gonna become one of the failures. What do you think, Tom? Last thoughts.
Oh, no, absolutely. And you know what, Jim? I often used to, and I'll bring it up again. There was this inventor, David Levy, and they asked him, how does he invent all these things? And he referred to his process as the curse effect. He said, whenever I hear someone curse, it's a sign to invent something.
That's something.
Right?
That's called identifying a problem. That's called identifying a problem and finding a solution. And only Steve Jobs is the only person I know who's ever been able to find a solution and go looking for a problem. Everybody else has to do it the other way.
Exactly.
Everybody else has to do it the other way. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Tom Asacker. Tom, I need your website quickly, please.
They can find me at TomAsacker.com or thebusinessofbelief.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.